In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. The body of a missing woman was recovered at Lake Pueblo State Park on Monday. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say the family reported the woman was last seen Sunday evening. Officers immediately launched a search after finding her personal belongings on a cliff near Yucca Flats Campground. The Pueblo County Sheriff's dive team located the body in nearby waters Monday afternoon. Cause of death is yet to be determined. The newer shopping district on South Nevada Avenue in Colorado Springs could see a private security force paid for with marijuana tax revenue. KRCC's Ryan Senkel has more.
Council gave initial approval to a plan that would provide nearly $500,000 to support the initiative. Several councilors voiced their concerns about creating a program in a small corridor that's needed throughout the city. Councilwoman Brandi Williams calls it a first step.
This is really the beginning, and we're going to learn what we can and then implement it in different parts of the city.
The city's marijuana tax fund can only be used for specific programs, including public safety. The proposed coverage area is known as a gathering space for people experiencing homelessness. Orion Sankel, KRCC News.
Colorado officially turns 150 years old this Saturday. As part of the celebrations, the Summit Visitors Center on Pikes Peak plans to attempt a new Guinness World Record for the most people dunking donuts in coffee simultaneously. Coffee and donuts are free with admission for this Saturday morning record attempt. At least 250 people will be needed to set the dunking record. Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.